This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.
I'm Marcy Silman. It's been almost a month since a deadly landslide killed 41 people in Oso. Now the Snohomish County government is looking at ways to prevent future tragedies. Snohomish County Council President Dave Summers is proposing a six-month moratorium on building in landslide-prone areas. Summers says a natural hazard study the county completed in 2010 guides which places the moratorium will affect. His proposal puts a timeout on any new residential development within half a mile of risk areas identified by that study.
One of those categories of hazards was landslide areas, but we also looked at flooding areas, tsunami zones, lahar zones, etc. So we do have a countywide map which identifies at-risk areas, and those are based on slope and soils and geology.
So this moratorium would affect those areas that have already been identified, or will you add areas to that moratorium?
It's areas that have already been identified and anybody within a half a mile of those areas. So it's the best information we have available at this time. So needed in the ordinance to point to some identification of these areas, and that's the best one we have.
I'm speaking with Dave Summers. He's president of Snohomish County Council, and he's proposing a six-month ban on building in these landslide-prone areas. I'm sure that you have seen some of the coverage that has been given to University of Washington geologist Dave Montgomery. He told the Seattle Times that it's relatively easy to identify the landslide-prone areas, but it can be really hard to predict what kind of landslide we might see. So just for reference, the Oso landslide was about a mile wide. You've talked about a half mile adjacency to the landslide prone areas. Is that a random figure? How did you come up with it?
The Oso slide was an extreme event, and 1 mile is really at the upper end of anything people have ever seen. But in the Stillaguamish River Valley, if you project a half a mile from either side of the valley, it would cover the whole mile. So it really is a number that I just selected. One of the questions we have is, what is an appropriate setback from some of these slide areas? And can we identify those areas which might go more than a half a mile and have set backs in the future from these types of areas that are greater than others? There's some slopes that will only go 10 feet or 100 feet. We don't want to have a half-mile setback in the future there. But these questions are exactly what we need to address in the 6 months.
How would this ban affect the projects that have already been permitted in landslide-prone areas?
It would not affect projects that are already permitted or in the permit process. And the reason for that is that in this state we have a very strong vesting law, and people that have a permit and have applied for a permit are allowed under the law to proceed forward with the regulations that were in place when they applied for that permit. So unfortunately, we can't really put these conditions on projects that are already in the works or have been permitted.
Another question related to that, why only a six-month moratorium?
The law only allows us to do a six-month moratorium under an emergency ordinance. And so at the end of that 6 months, if we need more time, we can do an extension. But that's what the law allows.
That's interesting. It brings up the bigger question of the role of government when it comes to protecting citizens. A lot of people go back and forth on this question. Just from your point of view, what is your responsibility?
Well, that's another great question. We've been criticized for not having prohibited development in this area on the Stillaguamish River in the past, but we're also criticized and pushed all the time to make sure that we respect private property rights, and people have a right to own property and use that property. And so it's really competing objectives and goals that the county is given. But, you know, we have to step back and relook at that question. What is the appropriate role for county government? Do we have to make everybody 100% safe? And if so, you know, do we keep people from developing their property? Or is the role perhaps that we try to better understand some of these hazards and inform people about those hazards and then let them make their own decisions?
So where do you stand on that?
Well, I think it's certainly appropriate that we have setbacks and there's some safety factors. I think in particularly in landslides, they're very hard to predict. You don't know when and where. In those cases, I really can't see prohibiting people unless you know that there's 100% likelihood of something happening, but I think we do have to notify people. And I've been looking at some new type of information, the LIDAR images of the ground, and we've not had that kind of technology in the past here at the county, but if you look at this part of the Solowamish River Valley, you can see historically there were landslides that were three or four times the size of the Oso landslide. They might have happened 800 or 900 years ago, but it certainly is something that happened. So we just need to step back and see what kind of new information we can bring to the table. I'm sure that we will be advising people of these hazards in a better fashion in the future, but what exactly the setbacks should be and the restrictions on land, that's something we'll have to talk about.
So, Dave, you put this proposal before your colleagues on the county council today. What is the timetable?
So we moved it for reconsideration on Monday. I've asked the county executive and our departments to be prepared to discuss both the moratorium and other ideas they have for responding long-term to this landslide. So we'll have that discussion on Monday, and I'm asking the council to consider imposing the moratorium. It takes four votes of the council. There's five of us, and so it'll be up to the council to decide if they want to move forward with the moratorium or take another path.
Dave Summers is Snohomish County Council President and author of a proposal that would temporarily stop development in landslide-prone areas of his county. With Ross Reynolds, I'm Marcy Silman, and this is The Record from KUOW.